Hi, Ruth, Gary, and Jeffrey. Well, it's now Sunday night, the 20th, and we've had a very busy day, and we worked real hard. You know, Sundays here are just as busy as any other day, or even busier. It seems like everybody's home and off, all the VC and the Vietnamese, and they seem to get in trouble on Sundays. I scored beautifully in the mail department today. I got two letters, one from Shirley and one from my mother. And Ruth, I got two packages today. One yesterday. What a fantastic day. Got your peanuts today. And as I told you before, peanuts are pretty easy to get, but it was still nice getting a package from home. And then I also got the Gouda cheese, and it came in great shape. And thank you very, very, very much. Also got some more slides back today. And I took some, this time, of the insides of the hooch and the insides of the operating rooms, etc., to show you a little bit of what it's like. So I'll start narrating again. I'll try to send these slides so that you get them at the same time that you get the tape, so you can look at them together. Number 13 is the first slide, and that's a picture of our operating room. You can see the fellows operating in the second room. There are four rooms separated by those, there are five rooms separated by those little partitions. And this is in the Quonset hut, and it's just a cement floor that they wash off with a hose. And most of the guys operate in their combat boots. On the left there, you can see the big fan that we turn on when it gets real hot. Actually, just this past week, they put in some new generators and some new air conditioners, so it ought to improve the temperature quite a lot. It's very open, as you can see, and one of the main reasons for this is that it's easy to take care of a mass casualty situation when you have open operating rooms like this. The next picture is just another view of the same thing, number 14. That shows Steve Greer, one of the general surgeons, walking towards you. I took this one with a flash, and the quality of the picture is a little bit better. The next slide is number 15, and that's the slide that shows the emergency room. And as you can see, there are just these sawhorses set up, about 10 of them, and they bring in the patients on stretchers and put them across these sawhorses, and then hanging up on the right there, all along that wire from the ceiling, you can see bottles of fluid, and there must be about 15 bottles of fluid. Next to each bottle is a apparatus that you put a pint of blood in, so that you can pump it up and push in blood very rapidly. And then next to that is a blood pressure cuff. This emergency room is set up to take care of mass casualties. As I said, like the second night I was here, we had 60 patients come in almost at once, and they have to be able to handle a lot of people very quickly. And frequently these people come in with very bad wounds and can get 5 pints of blood within about 2 or 3 minutes with this kind of a setup. The next picture is a beautiful shot of my room. And if you look closely, you can see, Gary, you can see the picture that you drew for me up on the top, and right underneath it is a little cartoon, and underneath that is the picture that Jeffrey painted. And Jeff, there's the story about the three bears and Little Red Riding Hood on the left there, and underneath that is a little cartoon that Shirley sent me. Ruth, that's the one about the guy who goes surfing with who takes his bride to the beach and takes a surfboard out and goes surfing on his honeymoon. You can see the two fans there, and that's what keeps us cool during the day. On the dresser there, you can see the copy of the LA Times. And also you see some tomato juice, and on top of that a can of peaches, and on top of that some soap. I had just bought that at the PX. My bed is there on the right, and as you can see, it's not very elaborate. Number 17 is a side view, and again shows my cramped living quarters. You can see there are no windows. What you're looking at are screens, the outside of which is covered by a plastic sheet just to keep some of the dust out. And you can see that my bed is sort of unmade because I think it was Sunday, and the hooch maid doesn't come on Sunday. And you can see my electric razor on sitting on the windowsill, which is just really a 2x4. And the wiring we have is all exposed, and you can see the outlet right there. Also, you can notice where I have to hang my towel and washcloth for them to dry out, and that's right in the middle of the doorway to my room. Number 18 is a picture of our beautiful kitchen. They did supply a nice refrigerator, which is usually filthy, dirty, and packed with all kinds of food that's been in there for about 6 months. Then you can see an old operating table that we use as just a store table to keep stuff on. And notice the dirty, filthy garbage pail down there on the left-hand corner right next to the refrigerator. And there is you can see the hot plate there, which I don't think works, and a water cooler on the right, which also doesn't work, but just we just store water in it. Actually, we don't do very much cooking. Usually, as I said, the salami is what I eat, and it's so much better than anything we can cook here that that's usually all I eat for supper. Although I must say that tonight one of the fellows got a hold of some hamburgers, and we barbecued some hamburgers right outside in front of the hooch. The next pictures I really shouldn't show you because they look too good to be true, but this is what we call the Mule Skinner's pool. And the swimming pool is actually just a big ditch dug in the ground, and that black lining you see around it is just rubber, and that holds the water in. They do have a filter system. They have a diving board that doesn't work. And that orange tank that you see that looks like a fish is where they keep the water for the shower. As you know, there is no running water, so they have to bring water there every day. And that's where you take a shower before you go swimming. It looks very beautiful and very cool. Well, it's very cool, but it's not exactly the most beautiful pool in the world. But I must say it's the nicest thing we have over here. Just don't show it to too many people because they may think life is too easy over here. I've only been there twice in 5.5 weeks. And, of course, I wish I could go there more often. The next, last picture is another view of the pool. You can see they do have lounge chairs, and they also have a little water volleyball court set up. And those are some of the fellows from the Mule Skinners who are playing in there. The Mule Skinners is what they call an outfit that flies the big Chinook helicopters that I showed you some pictures of that we took to Saigon when we drove our Jeep inside of them. And this is their pool, and it's open to anybody on the base who wants to use it. But they only let 50 people in at one time, so I know the first time we went there on a Sunday, it was so crowded that we had to wait about an hour before we could get in. Well, that's all the slides that I've taken so far showing the base. I've taken some slides of a few of the operations I've done, but not too many, because many of them are not very interesting at all. It just, in fact, they're very, very depressing. Kids, I hope you enjoy receiving tapes from me as much as I enjoy receiving them from you. Just tell Mommy to let you talk a little more next time. And you don't have to make the tape all in one night. Why don't you make it over 3 days? Ruth, you could just send me a letter every day, and then about every 3 days or 4 days, send me a tape that you've made over the three-day period. I sure love hearing your voices, and I wish you'd send more and talk more. I'll have to take some new pictures of the hooch pretty soon, and that they are going to put up walls, little partitions that'll separate off each cubicle. It'll make for a little more privacy, but of course we'll probably make it a little warmer inside these things. Actually, if you put a ceiling on your hooch and sealed off all the walls and the windows and put an air conditioner in, it would be very comfortable. However, they don't have enough power to run air conditioners. So they don't have electricity that is brought in like they do for in Los Angeles. You know, in Los Angeles, our electricity is brought in from Hoover Dam, and really there's all you want. But here, we have to make our own with a generator. And of course, each generator is only capable of producing a certain amount of electricity. These generators are run on diesel fuel, which has to be brought in by truck, so it's a very difficult problem. And right now we have barely enough electricity to run the lights that we do have in the hooch right now. One of the fellows here had an air conditioner, but apparently he couldn't run it because of the lack of power. But anyway, if they do put walls up, and especially if they wall off the outer walls where you have wood exposed, it should be much easier to keep clean. Right now, it's nearly impossible. Last night, it was raining real hard, and I went to take out my raincoat, and it was just covered with dust. And this dust just sticks to your clothes, and you really can't shake it out. I guess I'll have to wash it. If I wear a shirt once, or even for a couple hours, I usually have to wash it, or a pair of pants, because wherever you sit down, it gets dusty and dirty. Actually, I was very lucky. I brought over the clothes that I did. I brought over exactly the right things. I've been wearing almost everything that I did bring. And I can always buy what I need at the PX. They do have all kinds of Bermudas and sport shirts and underwear and socks and things like that. We went over to Special Services and got some free tennis shoes, Pat and I, about a week ago. And it's another one of those things that not everybody knows about, and we just happened to be walking by, and we're in there, and the guy says, "Hey, why don't you take a pair of tennis shoes?" And so we did. They have these for the fellows that want to play, basketball or volleyball, to hand out to the primarily enlisted personnel, but I guess it's available to the officers if they wanted to. One of the fellows here is going to Japan tomorrow to meet his wife on R&R, and he didn't have any civilian clothes to wear, so I lent him my black suit and a tie and a one of my white shirts, and he was really impressed. Not many people brought civilian clothes with them, and from the fellows who have been to Japan, they've all said that this is the thing to do, that you do need civilian clothes when you go there. And you know what happens is, the fellows, when they leave here, if they're going on leave, especially where their flight isn't paid for, they go to the airport a couple of days early and try to get a free flight out. Well, they might get there a couple of days before their wives get there, and they don't allow you to wear your uniform in the streets, or they suggest that you don't, so that a lot of these fellows are stuck without clothes until their wives arrive. So it's a tremendous advantage to have the stuff with you. Of course, I'm sure it's going to be ruined by the time I get home. In fact, it may be ruined by the time I get to go to Japan. But anyway, it's here, and I'll never wear it again anyway, so I don't have to worry about it. Gary, I sure enjoyed receiving your letter, and I enjoy hearing from you, so please write very often. And Jeffrey, thank you for writing too, and I sure enjoy the pictures that you boys draw, and please send me some more so I can hang them up on my locker, because they look so pretty and everybody looks at them and sees what nice artwork you boys do. I bet your boys are getting excited about Halloween coming up. I sure wish I could be there and see you in your costumes. What kind of costumes are you going to wear this year? I bet they're really going to look funny. You better not scare too many people, or they won't give you any treats. Is Mommy going to go with you this year? I'm sure going to miss walking up and down the streets with you boys. We had so much fun last year and the year before. Of course, what about Georgia? Do you boys miss Georgia? Gary, do you miss all your friends there? Or do you have enough new friends that you forgot about the old ones? Have you written any letters to your friends? Have you written Pam and asked her how everything is there? I bet it'd be nice to do that. Well, right now I'm coming to the end of this side of the tape, so I'll think I'll turn it over and talk a little more on the other side.